A few years back, in 2012, an Australian claimed he'd skydived from space. And then an even higher record was recorded in 2014. Then in 2016 came the film 14 Minutes to Earth, about yet another supposed space skydive. But such 25-mile altitudes were actually nowhere near space. And that's our topic. Since our atmosphere slowly thins with altitude, there is no exact elevation where space begins. The International Aeronautical Federation says it starts at 62 miles. This is the altitude in which an airplane would have to travel faster than orbital velocity to attain sufficient aerodynamic lift to support itself. NASA's Mission Control uses 76 miles as their official re-entry altitude. That's the boundary where atmospheric drag becomes noticeable. It's the height at which shuttles had to switch from steering with thrusters to using movable surfaces that deflect air. In 2009, Canadian scientists weighed in and established the space boundary at 73 miles, where atmospheric winds are replaced by the violent high-speed charged particles of space. Another criterion might be meteors, which burn up at a height of 80 miles, revealing air's presence there, while the aurora glows at about 100 miles, where our atmosphere's ionized gases fluoresce. Moreover, no satellite can orbit below 120 miles because drag from the sparse air atoms will rapidly slow it down and destroy its ability to stay aloft. Sputnik, the very first satellite, was 134 miles up. Thus, one could call the edge of space anywhere from 62 to 120 miles up. So, sure, it's great if some of us want to leap out of special stratospheric balloons and stuff. But let's keep the record straight. No one has yet done it from the edge of space. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.